Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The power of your story is the fact that you actually hold the pen. You can author your story.
But finding out what to do is actually the least of your issues. It is the first and the easiest step. Actually doing it, actually putting yourself out there, that's the hard part. And this year we are doing hard things.
That's right.
You need to create more than you consume this year.
The peace will come when you find yourself in the middle of your purpose. Ooh, not in the beginning.
Preach. You're people coming think, in hot this week.
Girl. Hello. Ooh. And welcome to the TY Sisters podcast.
Season five, we are back again.
Tell a friend.
We obviously didn't really leave. We got an episode last week.
New to you, but also new to us.
For real. We're nah, back. It is good to be back. As you can tell, bam. It's a whole bunch of hoo-ha
angles.
Today.
It's given angles. No, we had to prepare because you know there was where they'll be like, I see a stray hair or like one of your eyelash will be falling off and they'll catch it in this.
I have like four eyelashes left on my eyes. Don't comment about it. I'm very aware.
They're looking lovely though.
Thank you very much. It's given fluttery.
Yeah, it's given like au natural. I would have said, oh my gosh, what product did you use to grow out your lashes?
They're definitely like 15 millimeters long.
I was like, oh my God, these four lashes, they're so long.
Welcome. Oh, we haven't even done our proper intro.
No, we haven't. You know.
Hello,
sorry
and welcome
about that.
To the Two My Sisters podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Renee, and we are your online sisters and hosts of the Two My Sisters podcast.
We are all about promoting the wellness, growth, and development of a community of sisters around the world.
And in today's episode, we're back, baby. And we're starting with a bang, okay? We're starting with a bang, getting your mind right.
We really are.
Get it together for 2024.
Woo! Happy New Year.
Glory
Honestly, be. Thank you so much for all the love and the feedback on the last two episodes. We wanted to make sure you guys did not go without during the Christmas period. So New Year's Eve, we dropped an episode.
Right.
New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, we dropped an episode. But without any breaks, we are back. Season 5, episode 1. We have leveled up. Production is up there. I think I've got my certified producer by
110%.
Guys.
It's given operational, it's given level up, it's given in our pack.
My brain, if you could see the heat emitting from my head right now.
Oh, guys, we have a story about even this thing that you're listening to right now. When I say we had to cover it in prayer, dipped in prayer.
Anyways, Happy New Year 2024. We're here. First main episode of the year. Ooh. And I say main episode because this year we're starting something new. So let's get into our housekeeping. It's a new year.
Why not do a fresh clean? The thing, deep clean, baby. You know, we're getting out with the old and in with the new. Or rather building on top of the old. And we've got some exciting things to announce. The first of all being TMS Hot Takes. That's right. You should get your piping hot tea and piping hot news. Because TMS the podcast is having another podcast, a midweek spin-off, if you will. The girls asked, and we deliver.
Here we are delivering.
So TMS Hot Takes is going to be the tea, the gist, the fun. Think of it as your sisters coming to your girl sisters chat. For a bit of girl chat. Do you know what I mean? And we're gonna be staying up to date with the latest trends, the latest news.
Yep.
We're going to be talking about all things movies, cinema related, all the things that
TikTok,
you...
TikTok.
Exactly.
Twitter, X trends,
everything on the interwebs.
The TL.
If you want to stay up to date with all of that good stuff, and if you're watching this for the first time...
Oh, you need to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
You also
have to follow the podcast. And if you like the episode, rate us 5 stars.
We have... a record or a penchant, if you will.
Ooh.
We're coming in new, you know. New Year's resolution coming bilingual. I know the French sisters are so tired of me.
It has returned.
She's back. But yes, that is TMS Hot Takes. We will be dropping it like it's hot every single Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you are subscribed to all of our channels, yes, to make sure that you do not miss a single episode.
Yeah, you don't want to miss a thing this year, to be very honest with you.
A lot going on, you know, and I'm super excited.
There really is. There really is. South Africa is in 1 month.
Oh.
How did that happen?
Oh.
You may ask yourself. We ask ourselves. We ponder.
Also, sister, sorry. If you are overseas and you want to join us on the trip, I'm sorry that ship has sailed.
I actually have been getting messages like, can I still come to the South African trip? This thing that we have been talking about for about, what, 18 months?
I don't have any. I don't have space There's for no you space. Here. Yeah, there's nothing left. Sorry about that. However, if you are in South Africa, word Ooh. On the street is we may just be doing a little meet and greet, a little live show, a little link up for the South Africa girlies. Yeah, I would we'll say see. South Africa stand up, but they're going to flood our comments again. And as much as we love it, the girls. Well, if you're jealous, stand up. Oh my gosh, girls from all the other places. Come on, stand up.
But yeah, it's going to be a really, really good time.
It's going to be fun.
The year's already starting off very strong here at the TMS.
Fantastic stuff.
So, yeah, I guess.
Wow,
did I even say what this episode is about? Am I that rusty?
Child.
Well.
Also, do we need to give them a heads up about the whole Billboard situation? Or should we keep it a Kelly Supreme?
I say it!
What was that?
Guys!
Come here, sit down.
This year, levels have changed. Levels have changed.
Mates.
Not only do we have three cameras, ask us if we have any more team members. We'll get there.
Two girls, three cameras.
Oh, anyways. We are having a billboard. A billboard of the pod.
Billboard, baby.
We are getting a billboard of the podcast.
Call me Mary courtesy, J. Blige.
Literally, courtesy of Spotify. They approached us and they said, you know, you guys have a podcast.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Congratulations on selling out Hackney. Let's give you a billboard. That's literally how the conversation
went. Oh, glory be.
And so this weekend, we're actually, well, you're listening to this on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Next week.
This actual week, yeah, you're listening to this episode. We are going to be having a billboard up. Now, we say this now, it may trigger our enemies to get to work.
110%.
So you just be praying that we get it. And it actually happens. It's been moved a couple of times because of different logistical issues. It should be happening this week. So you'll see us post a picture, post it up in Leicester Square, I think. Literally central London.
Listen, when I say TMS is going to be insufferable this year.
Insufferable.
Join now. You don't want FOMO. Join now. Don't be a loser.
What was the winning team? You seem to have an unnatural allegiance to losers. That's not like you.
Don't do it. Pledge your allegiance to TMS. You can never be on the losing team. You can never lose.
They're
on the winning team.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Honestly, like, this journey has been beautiful. We're 5 seasons in now. And it's only getting better. Thank you for rocking with us. Thank you for listening. We wouldn't have been on Spotify's radar if you guys weren't hitting play,
honestly,
hitting share, and just, you know, tooting about the pod. So thank you so, so much. Yeah, is there anything else?
Are we allowed to mention the book thing, or are we gonna leave that
Oh,
one?
We gonna leave that.
Okay, we gonna leave
that. Yeah, we're gonna have to leave that one.
We ain't got nothing for you,
not
more.
A single
that's
thing.
That's it. That's it. We ain't got
nothing for you. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
So yeah, that brings us to our first ding ding ding
dilemma
of the year.
It may be a new year, but we got some old problems to deal with.
For real. All right, cool. Hi, Courtney and Renee.
Hi.
First and most importantly, thank you guys so much for sharing your hearts and minds with us.
Oh.
Your podcast has gotten me through many a meal by myself and a friendship running on fumes. Mm. I even go back to listen to old episodes because the honey really overflows.
Oh,
lol.
Glory.
I pray that God continues to strengthen and bless you exceedingly Amen. Beyond your expectations.
Oh, glory. Yes.
That is so kind.
Hallelujah.
So my dilemma mm-hmm. isn't really a dilemma. It's more like asking for advice. And it might be a bit lengthy, so I hope that's okay. It's mm-hmm. fine, it's season 5. What is time?
We've been saying about the characters. The girl said, sorry.
Yeah, but... No, this. I think we have to give up on.
Maybe if we give our people up. Anyways,
come yeah, on. It just, it's fine. Yeah. At this point,
yeah,
we're getting life stories.
Yeah,
at this point. Okay. So my dilemma isn't really a dilemma. It's a bit lengthy. Mm-hmm. So I hope that's okay. In your last episode, you all talked about leaving shame behind mm-hmm. and said something about being friends with the voice in your head. It shocked me into a realization that God has slowly been bringing to me, that I strongly dislike, low-key hate, if I'm being real, everything about myself as a person.
Damn.
And that I subconsciously am holding out hope for a Prince Charming to love me so much that I finally feel at home in my body.
Mm.
I understand this might stem from idolizing my father and constantly trying and failing to meet his expectations, coupled with an overconsumption of rom-coms, lol. Mm. I started uni a few months ago, and whilst I've always been aware of the fact that I'm not conventionally attractive, it's even worse now because I go to a predominantly white university in the US, I'm Ugandan by the way, and am now so hyper aware of how far from the beauty standard I fall.
Yep.
I have also never received any romantic attention before outside of catcalls, lol. So I kind of assumed something was wrong with me already, and now it's even worse. I guess what I want to ask is how to be able to find a genuine love for myself that isn't contingent on how much or how little other people, especially men, love me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have so many goals and aspirations. Academically, I study engineering with my hobbies, in my walk with God, and have found so much love in my platonic relationships. And I know there's even more for me to revel in future ones. I feel like my inability to see myself as worthy is limiting me so much from simply living. And yet I don't know how to get over it.
Mm.
I also don't know how to find that fulfillment and still be open and optimistic about finding love.
Mm.
Because where I'm at now, it's very much men have never liked me, so if a guy talks to me, it's because he wants to be friends, not to pursue anything romantic, which doesn't do any wonders for my sense of self either. It's a whole mess. I'm only 20, and I feel like these negative feelings towards myself have already stopped me from living fully and walking in my purpose.
Mm.
Please send help. Thank you so much, and I really look forward to hearing your two cents. Love, a growing sister.
Mm.
Man.
First of all, sis, like, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Not you yeah. studying engineering. We love a STEM what? Girly. And even just today, women we realized tech. How important it is.
Hey! Let me tell you something. You girls in science, technology, engineering, medicine, and mathematics.
All of that.
Jesus Christ.
You got talent.
Your parents should be very proud.
You got talent.
God, because the way I am tired.
God's chosen ones, for real. Sound humanities engineers. Babes and all the creatives. We love you too.
Sound engineers, please make yourself known in this community. I'm tired. Podcast for Jesus. I'm not one anymore.
Guys, if anybody wants to volunteer and support us, please, enter our inbox. Yeah?
Oh, send money. Just put, yeah. Send help. Send S-O-S. It all.
But back to our good sis. We are so proud of you and all of the accomplishments that you have made. I think what's very beautiful about your asking for your advice is you already have identified where some of the issues are.
Yeah, a lot of self-awareness.
Exactly. You have exhibited a lot of self-awareness, and you've already started to see that there are certain roots in your life that are preventing you from moving forward.
Mm.
And you've already identified that as much as you want a partner, as much as you desire companionship, you understand that your whole life can't be rooted in your desire for companionship. Yeah. So I think it's very beautiful that you have that self-awareness already. And I hate to be that person, you know, that older sister that's like, oh, you're young. But I think the reality of the situation is you're actually young. Very, very young. And even though you may not have had the male attention that you desire or the romantic attention that you desire, you actually do have your whole life ahead of you to experience that. And I'm sure a lot of the sisters in our community can attest to this as well, right? We often think that we hit a pinnacle or, you know, in our youth, especially in our 20s, we're already supposed to be extremely desired or desirable, or, you know, we'll come across our Prince Charming or the people that we expect to find us attractive. Baby girl, you got your whole life to find people that love you. Your whole life to find people that love you. So I think remembering that.
It's all right. Talk a little bit louder for me as well.
Jesus.
What? Not the today. Devil's big mad today.
Upon the whole he day that I could have been doing.
Big mad.
Anyways, yes, you have your whole life to your whole life ahead of you to find people that actually
miss your bra showing.
Oh, jeez.
Be flash. I was like, what is this flash of red?
God bless you. Not be sure. We're talking about titties for £30 showing it for free. Girls, if you saw anything, you better sorry be about that.
Claim it for your 30 big boys. Every viewer.
My deck the arms just covering up a little bit. No, I couldn't eat the devil has tried today.
Oh, this girl ever get off to her dilemma.
This is the T for TMS without titties. Sorry, guys. My gosh. Anyways, I've left shame behind.
Hey, man. I like that.
You quite embarrassed me.
I really like that.
I have nice breasts. So
hallelujah. You do.
But yeah, you haven't come across everybody that will love you. And yes. I think it can be very disconcerting when you're in an environment that is so not conducive for your personal growth and not conducive for you feeling desired or doesn't necessarily validate you. I think the fact, again, that you're hyper aware of navigating a predominantly white institution, remember that that is not your reality. It's just a portion of your experience or a season that you're going through. You're not always going to be at that institution. And trust me, as somebody, even both of us, having navigated predominantly white institutions, baby girl, go outside. I'm telling you,
the big city.
Whilst it may be a microcosm of wider institutions and other structures and, you know, workplaces that you may find are predominantly white, that is not all there is to life. There are so many other communities and spaces that you're going to enter that will have different types of people and different types of people that will love you or will like you or will find you attractive.
So
and yes, you don't fit into normative standards around beauty and whatnot, and that's actually completely fine. I think being able to speak to you as a Christian sister as well, that was never the standard anyways. God was always the standard when it comes to love. God is literally love. And when you, you know, talk about your dilemma that you walk with God and you're really trying to figure out how you can continue that relationship with him, part of God, understanding God, and part of coming into a revelation of God's character is understanding that he is the fullest expression of love. So you can't ultimately understand love without understanding God. So it may even be worth you thinking about your relationship with God. What does that currently look like? How does God express himself and express his character of love in you and through you and in his word?
And towards you.
And towards you. And understanding that that kind of love, once you come into the fullness of that revelation, will trump any kind of desire around love that you may have on this earthly city. I tell you that.
Oh, somebody is preaching today.
We started off 2024 right. So please, please don't be discouraged if you're not feeling validated by the people around you, the things around you. Take solace in the fact that there are other expressions of love that are far more important at this particular time and are far worth investing in than looking for all the holes in your life or looking for other people to kind of fill in the blanks. I would also encourage you to, in terms of like your representations of love, so you've got the love from God and really understanding God and having a relationship with God. Sometimes it might actually look like, okay, all the romance, the chick flicks and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes, go and watch three.
Put it down.
Sometimes you've got to put it down. I know that for me, I'm very impressionable and some of the series and the books that I read can often color the way that I view. We're all, naturally, we're very impressionable people, some more than others. And I know for myself, at least, I read some books and I'm kind of like, I want my life to look like this.
Fantasies begin.
And all of a sudden, if you're not careful, you start projecting these fantasies onto your real life and then start questioning, why is my life not feeling like these fantasies that I'm reading or not feeling like these experiences that other people are having or within other stories? Why is my story not that story? And that's precisely why your story is not that story. It's not your story. Your story, the power of your story is the fact that you actually hold the pen. You can author your story. So it may look like investing in those friendships a bit more. It may look like investing in, you know, enjoying time with yourself, solo dating, really coming to understand who you are as a person and what you love about yourself. One exercise that I've done recently is writing a list of all the things I actually really like about myself, because I think sometimes we can be so quick to list out all of the criticisms and the areas that we need to improve that we forget that oftentimes we need to treat ourselves with love first before we go and find love as it's expressed from other people. So write out a list, sis. what are all of the things that you like, not even like love about you? That list is small, then sis, you need to go on a journey of like really discovering what do I like about myself, right? Not just self-awareness, not just self-discovery, but also self-love. What can I love about myself? Even if it's attributes that are non-physical, like what are the characteristics of myself? And then maybe thinking about your physical characteristics as well. So tangential, but I don't know if you came across like the viral video around the babes that were talking about like the unprofessionalism of like natural hair, for example.
Oh, no. But I've heard that kind of narrative.
Exactly.
Before.
It makes me think of that, where sometimes just because, you know, the norm or what society is basically telling you, you shouldn't love this aspect of yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's not deserving of love.
Yeah.
Whether it be, you know, the way that you look, your non-Eurocentric features, that is also worthy of love. Just because you're in spaces where that's not appreciated doesn't mean that you won't find spaces where that will be appreciated. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that you won't find people that think that you're beautiful. Doesn't mean that you are incapable of finding somebody that will find you attractive.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. There are certain spaces that I walk into, Courtney walks into. People don't find us attractive.
At all.
Bam. Listen, university, child. Nobody looking for me. Oh, and that's okay. I was I was looking for Thomas Sant. I'm confident. I was thinking I was going to find my rich
Maximilian.
Do you know what I mean? Max, you know there was somebody called
Max. Oh yeah, I had many in my
You know, Thomas the Third and all them kind of man there. It's actually okay that they don't find you attractive. Mm-hmm. There's other people outside of your periphery that actually will find you attractive.
Facts.
Sis, I think it's a tough one to grapple with, especially if you're in an environment where it feels as though you are constantly overlooked or people don't find you attractive and it's your reality right now. But I think it's remembering that that's your reality right now. That's the space that you're in right now. Like beyond university, beyond education is a world full of people and a world full of people out of which a lot of them could really love you. But most importantly, God loves you.
Come on.
God actually loves you. My gosh. It's really through like understanding God's love for us that you realize that as much as the expressions of love and validation from other people are important, that revelation of God loving you. Look at the way God describes you, babe.
Yeah.
You're not just any... Tom, Dick and Harry, do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's what I would say, Ms.
I
Courtney,
really like that. That is great advice. I like everything that you said and I think it's so true. I think, sis, you need to go and make an inventory. You said that you literally don't like every aspect of yourself. You need to go and make a list of every aspect of yourself, from is it your looks, your intelligence, your approach to things, your character, what is it? All the different aspects and facets that you feel like make up you, go and write them down, and then write down how you actually feel about that thing about yourself and ask yourself, is this thing actually true about me? Mm-hmm, or is this, and how can I change this? One, if it's true, how can I change it? If it's a lie, how do I reject it, right? I think you need to do that with every aspect of yourself. I think the thing about self-discovery is not only are you discovering who you are uniquely, you have to discover how you feel about your uniqueness, how you feel about how you look, how you feel about the way that you act. And literally go through everything and do things within your power, hopefully, to begin to like those things about you, to begin to like your gifts and talents, like your intelligence, like the places that you're called to, like how you look. And I love the practical advice you gave, which is, when it comes down to it, you're in a space now, yes, where you may not be the beauty standard, but that does not mean that there is no one in this world who can love you. It does not mean that you are not a beauty standard somewhere. And so even if it's you're curating your feed, curating your friendship group, whatever it is, finding yourself in spaces where you are accepted, you are loved, and you are celebrated, whether that be online, because I think online is a really good tool for that. Even for myself, right, growing up, going to a predominantly white university, growing up in a predominantly white area, going to predominantly white schools until I got to secondary school.
God damn.
It was scary. When I was in primary school, like I was extremely bullied because I looked different from everybody else. When we got to secondary school, we went to a predominantly black secondary school, all girls school as well. I started to find that there were people around me who looked like me. And whilst there were still aspects of me that I would say were rejected per se, I still found like I became a lot more confident about my skin tone. I became a lot more confident about the fact that like I was a bit more curvier than most people because I was around people like that.
Right.
And
right.
then as I grew older and I kind of found my the internet and fell in love with it and YouTube and stuff like that, I was able to see representation of people like me who were actually celebrated, like the Chanel Boatings, the people who were like plus size, dark skin, doing their thing, confident about it. And even if they would receive hate, you could see how much love they would receive at the same time. And so actually create your, I know we often talk about get out of echo chambers, but sometimes you need to get into them.
Yeah.
For your, you've got to create to your help own. You realize that there are actually people who love and accept you. And so even if it is, you know, creating, curating your feed to have that kind of representation and see that your looks, your features are celebrated, then do that. Or even if it's just the representation to see somebody else who looks like you or is similar to you in certain ways, being confident, being their fullest self, showing up. Maybe that's what you need to be exposed to into in this season because you don't have it around you. But it does not mean that it does not exist. And so heavy on curating your life right now and doing a lot of inner work. And I love what you said. Maybe it's time for the solo dates. Maybe it's time to start putting yourself in situations where you get to see who you truly are and actually fall in love with that and also fall in love with your life. Because like you said, with the fantasies, what we end up doing is saying, why is my life not like this, right? Why is my life not this exciting? Why is my life not full of this much romance? But your life is full of certain things which these comparisons are making you overlook. So in order to practice the gratitude, you actually need to be looking at the things you do have and not the things you lack. And the third thing is, all of us in this sisterhood can probably attest to the fact that the male gaze has done us all dirty.
Bunch of crap.
When I say dirty, I mean filthy. Absolutely filthy. And it's really sad. Like when you really reflect on it, it's actually really sad. But what I will say is this. A man or boys or whoever's around you liking you is not the be all and end all of who you are as a person.
Right.
Whilst you desire romantic relationships, having a flourishing, healthy romantic relationship is something that will happen to you at whatever season of life is going to happen to you in. However, if the boys around you right now, the men around you right now do not recognize your value, then those are not the men for you. 100%. And that's completely okay. It doesn't mean that the man for you doesn't exist and it doesn't make you any less worthy, deserving, or attractive, right? It's just that the men around you can't see it. And I think what the male gaze does to us is it tricks us into thinking there is actually a possibility of being universally attractive when actually no such thing exists.
Does not.
For a long time, we grew up where, I remember when Halle Berry was like, whenever a black man in Hollywood was asked like, what does beauty look like? They'd say Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
And then as I grew older, I started to encounter men in my real life who are like, I don't think she's that fine. And it's not to say whether she is or she's not, it's to let you know that beauty is so subjective, that there is never a woman who fits the universal beauty standard. There actually isn't a universal beauty standard. It's so dependent on culture, geographic. So at the end of the day, you actually can't please everybody, and maybe the men around you, you're not their type, and it's fine because they might not be yours either. Everyone has their preferences at the end of the day. And if you let this drive you crazy, you'll be living your life looking for male validation in everything that you do. And so the way that you unlearn that is to realize, like you said, you are actually enough without a man telling you that you are.
Absolutely.
You are actually attractive without a man telling you that you are. And surround yourself with people who can also affirm that, but also be the biggest propagator of that. Tell yourself how beautiful you are. Literally, I have a list in my notes of everything I like about myself. And when I find myself coming within myself and getting insecure and comparing and hating myself, I look over that list and I think, that's actually so true. I am pretty. Yeah. I am funny. I am clever. I am a problem solver. All of these things affirm me and bring me back to that place of actually, I know who I am.
Right.
And what this dilemma is letting us know is you're having an issue with your own identity, accepting it and understanding it. And that is a long journey ahead of you. However, I think because you know what the problem is, you can begin to take the steps to actually get there. And I love what you said about God. At the end of the day, you are created. You are created the way that you are. You're created the way that you look for a reason, right? You are from where you're from for a reason.
Absolutely.
It is a part of your purpose, your calling. And it will speak volumes. Even the fact that you're even having this dilemma, because I know we even despise our negative part, the negative parts of us.
Yeah.
Even the fact that you are having this dilemma is so purposeful, because you've now allowed other women around the world who are having the same dilemma, the same problem, to hear the answer that they need. And they may not have even had the confidence to be able to send this. So thank you so much even for your bravery during your struggles. Yeah. But what you need to understand is everything unique about you, everything that you are going through, every part of your story is purpose filled. And so you need to go on a journey of discovering why you have been made the way that you are. And it's not because God is punishing you. It's not because he loves you less than the people he made pretty in your eyes. It's because you are his masterpiece, and he needs to reveal to you what he sees when he looks at you, right? And I think that's one of the biggest prayer points that I've had in recently, which is, God, help me to see myself how you see me, right? And trust me, the beauty of you will begin to be revealed to you. And you may not even look any different. It's just that your interpretation of what you see and your revelation of what you see will begin to change. And so hold on and have faith of the fact that the way you view yourself will begin to change over time. But hopefully this podcast can also be a comfort to you as you go on that journey as well.
Wow.
Sisters. It's tough out here, man, being
it
a girl.
Is. It's really, really tough.
It's really tough.
Women's
sisters, we are here.
We're here, man.
We love you, men.
We do.
We love you, men. So that brings us into today's episode, which I genuinely do think I've actually introed. This year, we are going to be talking. They must be thinking, even, well,
this year. Like, they just started talking.
This episode, we are going to be talking about mindsets for this year. We're going to be going over six things. We're going to be going over six things you need to bear in mind as you enter into 2024 and you prepare to achieve your goals, your resolutions, your increase your life. I know some people are like, no resolutions this year. I hear it.
It's okay.
Living day by
it's okay.
day.
It's okay. Sometimes
I just absolutely love it.
Exist. It's okay.
Sometimes. But still, your mindset is being shaped. Like you said, we are impressionable beings. Your mindset is being shaped. And so we are here to talk about mindset shifts, mindset gears we need to be in as we ride the road
come
of
on
2024.
Now. Jeez.
Thank you. My brain is really working. I think it's the rice I had.
Somebody was switched on in January 1st.
Said,
you need to stop that. You need to stop that. This is your last chance.
That's my femininity coming out.
You sound like Michael Jackson.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much. You're the worst person ever.
That's it.
Can you let me be feminine?
Yeah, do your thing, man. If Can that's you let what me you be think feminine? Feminine sounds like.
It does to me. Jesus. I am my own woman.
Okay, Jackson 6.
Guys, some friends are enemies of progress. I just want that to be known. I'm here trying to be in my feminine, but I'm actually clowning. I'm actually clowning.
I'm a big supporter of anything that will get you to the back. Michael's voice
for him. Anything that will get me to the back. How about 2024? You be a supportive friend.
I'm being so supportive. I'm just here to tell you the truth, man. That's the thing. We need more friends to tell people the truth.
Anyways, six mindsets for 2024. Do you want to go first or I go first?
I'm happy to go first.
All right, go ahead.
The first for me is unapologetic.
Ooh,
I am
shy.
Projecting heavy to everybody here. If you're listening. Unapologetic. And the reason I say unapologetic is I think as women, we've had to apologize for too many things. We've had to, I know that, you know, to be feminine is often seen as to be empathetic, to be mindful, to be careful of other people, to constantly have other people in mind. And I felt for me, just upon reflection, the word that kept on coming up was unapologetic, but specifically fearlessness. Like, what does it look like to pursue a life that's on the other side of your fear, on the other side of shame, on the other side of embarrassment, on the other side of thinking constantly about what other people would think? And I think as somebody that has also dealt with perfectionism, people-pleasing tendencies, unapologetic is a word that liberates me from being chained to what other people think of me,
so
being chained to other people's vision of
so
me
good.
Like, it runs so, so deep. Even the visions that we have for ourselves, like, I had to do this exercise recently, but also like in the past few months. Mm. Why do I actually want what I want? Do I actually want it for myself?
Yeah.
Is it something that God has actually placed in my heart? Or is it a desire that has been born out of embarrassment, shame? Yeah. It's been born out of what society deems as appropriate for me. So for me, a big mindset shift is.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Being unapologetic, and it looks like on a day-to-day basis, asking myself and even asking yourself, is this actually what I want to do right now? What does this look like if I wasn't afraid of X person? What would this look like if I genuinely pursued what I have in my heart for myself? Like, it makes me think of, you know, like a boxing ring.
Yeah.
You see like boxing matches and stuff like that. And people are like holding back.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't want to injure that person. Or like, I don't want to give it my all. What does it look like
to give your all?
That's Do you know how many people win matches from giving their all?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, even when you see like the mindset shift, like when you watch, say, a Muhammad Ali or like a Mike Tyson, when they give their all, crushed.
Yeah.
Completely crushed. Yeah. So don't sleepwalk into 2024 playing small because you think it's the admirable thing to do. 2024 is the year that we're in the big leagues, baby. Leave that little league mentality. Yeah. But don't be thinking because I'm a woman or because I'm from this background or because of my insecurities, I am no longer worthy or I shouldn't be pursuing this thing. Said who? And I think also this whole like people pleasing tendency and having it in our minds what other people think of ourselves, you are but a fleeting thought in most people's minds.
And most of us haven't deeped that. We think that people think of us more often than they do. They don't. All of us are thinking about our bills. We are thinking about the weather outside. We are thinking about how much our backs are beginning to hurt. We ain't thinking about you.
Fleeting. Mm. You, like, literally, you are but a fleeting thought in other people's minds. Even the things that you put on social media, how often do we just scroll past people's feeds, right?
That's so true.
Yeah, you inspired somebody for like 10 seconds or somebody saw your story for like, oh my gosh, there's like 1,000 people looking at my stories on this given day. Okay,
And that thing that you've been so nervous to post, people are going to double tap it and then move on.
And be going.
So girl, and let it go. Just
and the thing is, your capacity to liberate yourself will simultaneously liberate other
people.
There is destiny attached to you holding yourself back.
Yeah, that's so
imagine,
good.
Even when I think about TMS, there's been so many times that I've been convicted. If we didn't rock up to do TMS, do you know how many people, like, first of all, you're replaceable.
Yeah.
Second of all, do you know how many people are going through the same things that you are going through, but it's you that might be the beginning of a solution in their life?
You are a catalyst.
You're actually a catalyst. You're actually a solution. You were born to be a problem solver. So for me, the mindset shift is not in from, oh my gosh, what will people, you know, will people think? Is this actually what I want to do?
Come on.
Is this, if there was no like embarrassment, if there was no like people, you know, the fear of people watching me, what would I actually pursue?
Yeah.
And then I choose that option. And you know what? It's not about overcoming fear sometimes. Sometimes it's feeling the fear and doing it anyways. Because I tell you, the fear, that's going to go at some point. There's no room for you.
Yeah.
There's actually no room for fear. There's no room for playing small. Mm. It's a waste of time.
Come on.
And this life is fleeting. It's short.
It's very, very short.
There's been so many people, especially in the last like few months or so, both of us have been able to have some really important and interesting conversations with people that are older than us, people that have done some incredible things, people that are, you know, a little bit further on in their journey of life than us. And the recurring theme that kept cropping up for me is they did the thing.
Yeah, they really did the thing.
They did the thing.
Yeah, so they did it scared. Oh! They did it broke. They did it real time.
But bruh, they did it scared. They did it broke. They just did not have. Even when I think of, like, say, Hackney Empire for us, the live shows and stuff like that. Guys.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. This Renee Akundi that you see here coming to talk every time is different when you're speaking in front of thousands of people. You know? You have the same banter, but it's the actual awareness of the fact that there's so many people there. I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily somebody that's scared of public speaking, but there was a lot of public.
There was a lot.
And there was a lot of speaking, and there was a lot of expectation that was meted out just by virtue of it being TMS. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep it so 100 of you. I was afraid. Mm. I was scared. Mm. I remember looking at Courtney. I said, Courtney, what do we do now? We're in front of all of these people. What do we say? And literally the peace that came upon me as I looked at my friend and then I looked out into the audience.
Yeah.
And the peace came because I knew this is exactly what we needed to do.
Come on.
The peace will come when you find yourself in the middle of your purpose. Ooh, not in the beginning.
Preach. You're people coming think, in hot this week.
Girl.
Come on. Come on.
I've been through too much.
I hear it.
I've been through too much. People seem to think that it's going to be a peaceful beginning to purpose. It's not.
Yeah.
You will be afraid when you start that journey of purpose. You will be uncertain. It will be, for some people, it'll be a very tumultuous journey. Mm-hmm. The peace comes when you're in amidst the purpose. So you need to start. If you're not feeling peace right now, it means that you have work to do. Mm. You need to get into the middle. You need to get in the midst of the thing before you start looking for that peace.
Facts.
But yeah, unapologetic.
Oh, unapologetic, unashamed, unafraid.
Get outside.
We're getting at it this year.
Go outside.
Honestly, that's an amazing first point. My point is focused.
Yes. Oh, talk to that. This talk about year. That one. Talk about that one, please.
This year, you cannot afford to be here, there, everywhere, starting something new. Mm-mm. Focus. Get into alignment with what it is you said you are going to do this year. Now, I'm not against experimentation. I think it's the quickest way to success.
Yep.
Sometimes you just got to fail fast. However, when you found the thing that works, focus. Mm-hmm, when you pen down the goals that really work for this year, focus on them. There are going to be very flashy opportunities that come your way to start this, to join this, to go here. But girl, you have things which you want to do. Let's think about how quickly 2023 went.
Flew by.
And this isn't to, actually, I said this wasn't to alarm you, but it is to put a sense of urgency and wisdom in you, which is that your days are numbered, which is that the days are going to fly by. No. Some of us think we have all the time in the world. Right. And that's where the whole I'll do it tomorrow comes from. Sometimes tomorrow doesn't come.
Oh.
Do you get what I mean? Or sometimes tomorrow comes faster than you thought.
Right.
Do you get what I mean? And so, yes, we all have the same 24 hours, but the perception of that time.
That 24 hours is getting real narrow.
Real narrow. Do you get what I mean? Time is fine, and it could be virtue of us getting older and our time perception changing.
Yeah.
However, at the end of the day, the facts are the same. Time seems to be moving really fast. Mm-hmm, the year seems to be flying by. And if you're not careful, 2024 will come to an end and your goals list, you've only ticked off one thing. And it's not because you were unfortunate, right? It was because you weren't trying. Right. It's because you weren't focused. Jeez. It was because your attention was on a whole bunch of different things, which you thought were urgent. And there was something I learned from my mentor last year, which really set me straight, which was that most of us focus, if you think about a quadrant and you think about urgent and important, there are things that are going to be important and urgent, unimportant but urgent, not urgent but important, and then not urgent, not important. And a lot of us focus on the urgent and important when actually we need to be focusing on the important but not urgent. That actually there are some things you have on your list and your goals which would really advance you, but because that work email has come in, because somebody has said I need you to do this right now, you think that you need to cater to everybody else before you cater to yourself. That's the good. Things that would really push you forward, advance your business, advance your academics, advance, make you happy, you're pushing it further and further down your to-do list because it's not urgent. I can do this anytime. I can set up that LLC or that LTD anytime. I can set up my social impact anytime. Yeah. I can do my charity anytime. I can do this anytime. And you're pushing your purpose further and further down your priorities list.
That's good.
And if you're not focused, the year will end and that thing you said you'd do in 2014, you still haven't done.
Jeez.
In 2024.
Carry over.
And you're carrying it over because it's not urgent, right? It can be done at any time, but any time might not come.
Yeah.
The window of opportunity might have closed. The funding opportunities, like you said, you're replaceable. Somebody might have done it.
Yeah.
By the time you finally decide, actually, I'm going to make my dreams, my goals a priority, somebody has already filled that space because the world needed it. People needed it. And now you're lagging behind thinking, damn, I should have started that thing I said I would start when I said I'd start it. Mm. And now you've missed out on your opportunity. You've missed out on your rainfall. You've missed out on really walking in something that you really enjoy because you put everything else before you. Right. Mm. And so if you don't stay focused on the fact that there's things I need to do this year, there's things God has told me to do this year, there's ways that really cool ideas which I have or skills I want to learn or things I really want to put into motion this year.
Yep.
If you don't stay focused, time is going to pass you by because, baby, the world is full of infinite distractions. Everything, even if you think it's helpful, even if it's another podcast telling you how to set up the company, how to set up the charity,
you can listen to you, a maximum
you
three
just need to listen
up.
To one. What up. You keep going to these podcasts for, what you keep going to this YouTube for, another course, another webinar, another networking event, another this, another that, it's just a Google. It's actually it just a Google.
And the thing is, most of you learn by doing and listening.
Exactly. And so you're going to be holding yourself back by being occupied and making yourself seem busy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not because you're, and I'm not trying to be insensitive. You probably are really busy. You probably end the day very tired. But what I'm telling you is take a stock of what did I actually do today? Were they actually priorities or was I just spending the whole day putting out fires for other people?
Yes.
Did I spend the whole day advancing other people's things? How close did my activities of today get me to my goals, right? My actual goals for myself. How much did I learn for myself? Or did I spend today giving and not pouring into me? That's how you get burnout. Mm-hmm. That's how you get distracted and you abandon your own goals and your purpose. And that's how you forfeit your future because you spend all your time curating and creating something for somebody else and for other people in your life, whether it's because you're an older sister, eldest daughter, and you are serving your family and you're parenting your parents, or you actually start creating the life that you want to live and you end up walking to a future which you have designed and earned for yourself. And if you do not have the focus, you're not going to get it. Mm-hmm. Nobody is doing your future work for you. Your future is depending on you for right now. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Your future is depending on you doing the work right now. Some of y'all are going to step into your future and nothing's going to be there.
Oh, you might even look the same.
And the thing... Anyway, that was point number two.
She's coming in thick, fast,
and hot.
The sisters are listening to this. Oh my God. There's a lot going on. Mm. It's actually related to what you just said.
Yeah.
Filling your cup. Fill your cup. You cannot pour from an empty bucket. I wrote this in my newsletter recently, but it's like giving somebody a gift box that's empty.
Yeah.
It's very pretty on the outside, but sure enough, even the person that has received the box will open it and say, there's nothing here.
Come on.
Fill your cup. It is not admirable to be a quote sacrificial lamb. Mm-hmm. It was something that
we were told a while ago.
And it's still ringing in my head. Yeah.
You still quiet.
You know when someone says something to you? Guys, I don't know if you've had this experience. When someone says something that gathers you all the way up.
It's almost
like you were floating and it's just, if you don't just get yourself together.
Bruh.
I always think of that prison break. I just can't. I can't help it anymore. Yeah. That prison break.
Yeah, yeah. Snatching it.
Fill your cup.
Yeah.
And I know that we have romanticized this idea of like self-love and self-care, looking like, you know, the baths and stuff like that. You can take the baths, you can take the walks and all the like really crisp and exciting and all those cute things that, you know, I'm talking about really filling your cup. Mm. I'm talking about having the worthwhile relationships that actually pour into
so
you.
Good.
I'm talking about having the worthwhile communities, spaces where you feel at home. I'm talking about actually curating spaces where you know that your spirit spiritual, your mental, your emotional, and your physical health and well-being is increased by virtue of proximity to these spaces. Good. How are you filling your cup in 2024? What are you doing to make sure that you are the best version of yourself inside before you stand outside? Because too many of us are rushing to go outside and there's nothing in our house. Our house is a mess. We are, you know, giving people half-healed or half-broken parts of ourselves. We are giving people the worst, the remainders, the remnants, things that haven't been stitched together. It's like, imagine going to like a restaurant and then ordering food and somebody comes up with ingredients. You want me to cook this? I can't eat this. Some of this stuff is raw. We are presenting so much rawness because we don't have other things outside to enable us actually, you know, cure. Like it makes me think of like nails, right? Before you go out, it's like, you need to cure your nails for it to last or else it will turn into this like disgusting mess that it's not fit for use. So many of us are being used and yet we're not fit for use because our buckets are empty. Fill your bucket. Burnout is not cute. I know we've been using it as a badge of honor. 2024 has to be the year that we stop that, guys.
Come on.
I don't want to hear, oh, I hustled the most and you're broken and empty. I don't want to hear, I had to sacrifice so much for my business or for my work and you have nobody standing with you or nobody on your table. Like, it's not admirable for you to forfeit the very things that you need to get to where you're going.
Good.
Like, I know, you know, we're still in the era of, you know, cut people off if they're messing up, and we're still in the era of I can do everything by myself. Loneliness is on the rise.
Come on.
Exponentially on the rise. And I'm not just talking about loneliness in terms of, oh, you're not going to find the right partner, you're going to end up single and alone. I'm talking about actual community gatherings. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about friendships. I'm talking about family. How have you been filling your cup through actually actively pursuing these relationships? Pursue them and like make it an actual priority. That needs to be on a list. There's too many people. Your relationships, they're in a shambles. Why? Why? What can you do? Exactly. What can you do? And then you can think about the other things that also fill your cup. Like, be on your Zoom when it comes to your physical health.
Yeah.
Why is that always left by the wayside? And people start to say, oh, so admirable. I haven't eaten today. I've just had water and a cup of coffee at 7 p.m. It's a sickness. Guys, come on. That's not filling your cup. That's really pouring out the fumes. We're now on the fume level. Or, you know, basic things like even, I know we, again, romanticize the whole journaling thing or like going to therapy and stuff like that. But the real like hard work of filling your cup looks like making those sacrifices. Good. It looks like doing the work that makes you uncomfortable right now and uncomfortable in this season so that you can win in another season. Good. Your cup can't be empty in 2024. Come fill on. It. We have January, first quarter. I need to see the girlies filling their cup.
Fill up your cup.
Fill your cup.
Yeah.
That's can't be good. Bringing an empty bucket.
That's good.
That's crazy.
That is good.
Empty.
Come on.
But and that's me, man. Back to you, ma'am.
My next point is actually related to what you said about like relationships, community. You need accountability in 2024.
Gone are
the days of trying to pursue your goals, trying to become who you're trying to be without a community around you who can hold you accountable. You need to be held accountable in 2024. Accountable to your goals, accountable to the things that you said that you would do, accountable to the things that you said that you wouldn't do. You need people around you who are aware of the person you're trying to become, who have actually gone that path before, who can guide you, who can mentor you, who can give you encouragement for the days that you will inevitably feel down and like you cannot do this anymore. You need people who are going to be on your side and in your corner and keeping you on track, okay? So many of us can be scared of accountability. We've been listening to this podcast. We've been listening to people say, you need community, you need relationships. I want to build my village. I want to do, but you haven't done it. You've thought about it. You've thought about how nice it would be. You're convinced by the idea of it. However, you actually haven't taken the steps to reach out to people. And I know it's nerve-wracking. It really is nerve-wracking to be to someone, can we go for a coffee? I want to talk to you. Can you mentor me? It's so humbling. And I think if we are going to be held accountable in 2024, we're going to need to embrace a whole bunch of humility. And accountability is not punishment. It's not being told off. It's having the structures in place to make sure that you are integral to the person you have declared that you want to be, you've written down, you've created the vision board about. Who is going to make sure that you actually become there? Or are you an end to yourself? Do you get what I mean? Are you the higher up, the manager, the accountability? Are you everything that you need. You cannot do life alone this year. You're going to need people, whether it's friends, sisters, families, mentors, peers, whatever it is. You need to tell people, express what it is you're doing. I know we're living in the time of evil eye. I want to, you know, be a lone ranger. I'm doing this on the hush hush. I get it. But there are some people around you who you actually need to trust. Right. And if you do not have people around you who you trust, I would really question what you have been doing with your time when it comes to your relationship building. Because are you living under a rock? Surely there are people around you. So you're telling me everyone around you do not trust? Well, it's a good time to change your circle. It's a great time to change your circle. Because if you cannot trust anybody to know this is what I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
Then you ain't got the right people around you.
Right, right. Facts.
Do you get what I mean? And if you're scared to let people know of what you're trying to do because you're intimidated by them, you need to shrug off the intimidation. You need to shrug off the playing it small and get on that level, because God has allowed you to even be around high flying people.
Yep.
And they're going to shine and they're going to polish you. So when it comes down to accountability this year, I really need you to do something which we can sometimes struggle with as human beings, which is submit. Submit our egos, submit our goals, and allow ourselves not, and submission doesn't mean minimize, it doesn't make small, it's not about subtracting. It's actually about coming under someone who can actually draw out that potential inside of you, or who it is in the direction of where you're trying to go. Whether that's a mentor, whether that's a friend, whoever it may be, please get some trusted counsel around you, because there will be some issues which you face which you cannot solve on your own. So you're going to need accountability. I think we have greatly benefited from the people in our lives who call us and say, how far would the progress on this? How are you on this? Even that person that told us not to be sacrificial lambs. It was very much, I've observed this from the outside looking in. You can't see it because you're in it. And so allow me to actually tell you what I see and how there are traps ahead of you, which I really don't want you to fall into. And a lot of us don't have that kind of perspective because we're in the race. Do you get what I mean? And we're running a million miles per hour. We're maybe tired and maybe we are going in the wrong direction, or there's something ahead of us which, this is going to be a big roadblock to you, which somebody who's standing in the stalls can actually see because they have better view. Do you get what I mean? And so allow yourself to have that accountability in that community in 2024 to make sure that your arrival at your goal is actually accelerated, but also it is safeguarded by the counsel of wise people.
Jeez. Oh, there is wisdom in the counsel of the wise.
Say it again.
Not the ones that are foolish, because there's too many foolish
too many foolish people trying to hold you accountable.
That's even a bonus point. Don't be around foolish people in 2024.
Come on.
The last mindset shift for me, or like point for me, is moving from a place of affirmation to actual character. I think so many of us will, and affirmation is a great place to start, but that's not where you need to dive. Your affirmation needs to turn into a character trait. So it's not just about affirming yourself that, you know, I'm going to get all of the wealth, or I'm going to, you know, get the husband or get the kids or whatever. Make sure that that affirmation actually speaks to your character and the kind of person that you want to be in 2024. Good. It's not just about the things or the achievements, but it's about the person that creates and then sustains the things that you want in your life.
It's so
easy to get tied up into the manifestation of the thing that we forget about the sustenance. How are you going to sustain these things? It's character. Focus on your character. There are too many terrible people in this world. Genuinely, there's actually some of us are terrible.
Genuinely, red card.
We have bad character. We have bad energy. We're like, oh, so many bad vibes in here. The vibe is you.
That is what you're sensing.
The vibe, the stench. The stench of bad character. The lack of kindness in the world. The lack of joy in the world. The lack of just like genuinely nice people. This is your opportunity. It's the beginning of the year. If you were bad vibes in 2023, leave that thing behind.
Cut it off.
Because guess what? There's a lot of rewards that come to those that are joyous. There are lots of rewards that come to those that are kind. And there's just a lot of beauty to be had in the world when you are a good person.
Good.
Be a woman of character. Everything comes from character. Everything starts from character. And things are continued with character.
I love that. Like,
affirmation. Don't just affirm yourself of the things. Who is the type of woman that you want to be in 2024? Be explicit about it. Write the vision, make it plain. And then you can run. Have vision. You have a vision for the things you want, but you don't have a vision for the person that you want to be. Who are you? Like, if I was to ask you, who are you? Or like, what is the kind of woman that you are? Identify yourself. I don't want to be hearing about the car that you bought. I don't want to be hearing about the house or the money. I want to know, who are you as a human being? Are you kind? Are you faithful? Are you loving? loving? What are your core values? Mm. How have you been able to exhibit that in your day-to-day dealings? What are the things that are indicative of you as a person? Your person is literally foundational to everything else that you could put, like you could hope to have in this world. So please, please, please affirm yourself and move from a place of affirmation to character. Mm. How do your affirmations start the seed? And then how is the character the manifestation of that seed? Good. And really think about your character traits that you want to uproot as well.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think it's so easy to have a, as much as we want to be positive and think about, okay, these are the traits that I want to cultivate. Mm. I think there is wisdom in understanding where are your weaknesses in your character too. True. What are some of the, for example, traumatic events that you've had in the past that are being made manifest in some of the poor character behaviors that you have now?
Yeah.
What are the coping mechanisms that you have? What are the negative traits that you have that we need to cut and leave in 2023? Character is as much about pruning as it is about developing something new.
Good.
So make sure that in order to create fertile ground, it's not just about adding, but it's also about taking away. So remove the weeds in your soil, the soil of your character, remove the weeds and then start to fertilize it with positive things, with things that can actually grow, with things that are conducive to sustaining the things that you want in your life. Mm. I'm telling you, like character, Courtney, there's too many terrible people. I'm sorry. Like you come across folks and you're just like, damn, that was bad. And the thing is, people always remember how you made them felt, not what you did, what you bought, what you got. People will always remember how you made them feel. So focus on the, like, what is the way that you want people to feel after they've interacted with you? How many of us even think about that? Like, was that interaction a positive interaction? And across the spectrum too, right? Not just the people that you're close with. Your kindness is not reserved for the people that know you well.
So good.
Your good character is not reserved for the people that know you well. I'm telling you, serendipity as a result of good character can take you far. It takes one positive interaction to change your life and somebody else's life. Start planting the seeds of serendipity by being a good person.
It's quite simple. It can be hard because it challenges, like you said, our character.
Yeah.
But it is a very simple principle. Yeah.
Be a good person. Honestly. Strive to goodness.
Yeah.
Be lovely. Be lovely. And not in the like weird, distorted, feminine way that we have in society, right? Like where you're actively trying to be good because you want to gain something. Yeah. Positive karma, all that kind of stuff.
Or being a people pleaser.
Or being a people pleaser, exactly. It's about being good because it's a principle. It's about being good because it's your character. It's about being good because it's a representation of how you want to be seen in the world. Focus on that and move from these affirmations that you may say in the mirror to enacting it in your day-to-day interactions. I promise your life will change.
Your life will transform.
But also, have you ever done that thing where you pray a prayer and you're like, oh God, teach me to be like patient, and then somebody
test your patience.
I feel like God answers prayers, like requests to deal with our character by sending tests. Yeah. Or like sending like, oh, you said you wanted this thing. Here's an opportunity for you to demonstrate the trait that you're trying to develop.
Yeah. Honestly. So, you can't bypass transformation, man. That process is, it's a testing and refining process.
There you go.
Honestly, and you can't refine if you don't test. You can't prove refinement if you don't test.
There you go.
Boy, that was a good, that was a really, really good one. And my, I think this is the last one of all six. Yeah.
Crazy.
My last one is create more than you consume. I think I've said it multiple times on this podcast and it's one of my favorite sayings, not just because I am a creative and like I create for a living, but actually I think as human beings, we have creative power in such amazing ways, right? Like the fact that we can even produce human beings is, it's proof we have creative power. The fact that most things in this world have the capacity within them to create something out of it, whether it be a seed forming a new flower or us creating something like this podcast or you doing something in your work where you've executed something. We as human beings have creative power. However, because of social media, because of media in general, and just the way our lives are set up, we can easily become passive consumers and not active creators. And a lot of us need to focus on being active creators this year. And I'm not just talking about context. I'm content, sorry, I'm talking about your life. Mm-hmm. What have you created? What has been a fruit of you? What what has been the fruit of this development? Right. Have you actually put the things you've heard, you've learned, you've been working on to work? Do you get what I mean? If you are not producing fruit this year, you need to ask yourself, is it because you aren't putting in action the things that you have been studying, learning, and gaining information about? Because information overload is a real thing.
Right.
Analysis paralysis is a real thing. Being overwhelmed and anxious is a real thing. Not because you don't know anything, because you know too much. Mm. And there was something that, I think this was season two of the podcast a long time ago. We're in our old studio, the CDB studio. I said this thing about knowing so much doesn't make you anything. It makes you a library. It's about what you do. Do you get what I mean? Have you done something with what you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of us are walking archives. Some of you can quote this podcast probably better than we can, but the thing is, have you put to work the things we've said?
Yep.
Have you put to work the things you've read? Have you put the work to work, the things that you've written down, the strategies which you have penned down?
Absolutely.
If you have not, then you have a whole bunch of creating to do. Mm-hmm. And I know it is scary. It goes back to your first point,
yep,
about being unapologetic. It's scary. It can be hard. It takes resources. It takes sacrifice. But finding out what to do is actually the least of your issues. It is the first and the easiest step. Actually doing it, actually putting yourself out there, that's the hard part. And this year we are doing hard things.
That's right.
You need to create more than you consume this year. I know you love a good Kiki, you love a good podcast, but ask yourself, do I need this episode, right? And I'm not just talking about the entertainment, because having something to relax to is really important.
Very important.
However, do you need this new self-help, this thing?
You don't.
You don't. Do you need to buy another book?
Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
You don't need another book, unless it's fiction.
Yep.
You do. Another self-help book is not going to help
you. Or at least help yourself a little bit before you get the next
self-help book. There we go. There we go. Do something. And this is how you can make sure that your time is not being wasted. Actually say, from this thing that I learned, what are the action points that I can implement into my own life? Go away and implement them.
Mm.
And that's how you'll see small change. Now, does that mean you're going to reach your, I'm going to read 300 books this year? Probably not. You may just end up reading 12. You may just end up reading 2.
And that's okay.
However, if those 2 completely change your life because you have successfully implemented the things that you've learned, you have far superseded in productivity.
Right.
Unless you are a reader for a living, you are far superseded in productivity those who have consumed so many things but have done nothing. And so do not be caught up and consumed in vanity metrics. I read this many books in 2022. I listened to this amazing podcast. I read this. I went to this seminar. Okay, you were everywhere, but what did it produce?
And can you even recall anything?
What did it produce?
Hey, just consuming
for no particular. That's how you get big.
And
that is how you get big and puffed up for no reason.
Listen, the reason that you consume is in order to give energy to. That's literally when we consume, when we eat. It's not just about like just sitting down sedentary. It's to expend. So this energy that you're storing up by reading, self-help, all these things that you love to do, what are you doing? How are you expending it? How are you expending it?
What are you doing? This year, please be a doer.
Get up and go, girl.
Please be, literally get up and go. Be a doer. Change your life actively.
Yeah.
Or sustain your life. Whatever your game plan is and your goals are this year, do it. Execute it. But you're only going to execute if you do. If you actually show up and not just consume.
There we go.
Yeah.
Great, girlies.
First ep of the year. Hopefully you liked it. Hopefully it was good to you. Hopefully it helps you. Hopefully it bears fruit or whatever.
Hopefully you're enjoying all the angles.
Hopefully, Sha. We'll see if the angles even make it to the edit, because
if they don't, then that's their business. They got the audio. That's the most important thing.
Not you got the audio.
That's it. No, because that's the
it's
most
true,
important
It's true, actually.
Thing.
That's actually it. But sisters, thank you so much for rocking with us. TMS, we are 3 years old. We're going into our 4th year.
Crazy.
And It is an honor to get to do this.
We love it.
Honestly, we do love it. And we hope that you loved this episode. So as always, you can follow the podcast across all social media channels, literally Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. We are everywhere. TikTok. Follow us at To My Sisterhood.
Oh, and follow us on our latest Instagram page.
At TMS Hot Takes.
Yeah.
So you'll be seeing all the banter, all the kiki.
Literally. All the after dark.
All the after dark, this thing. Because we have thoughts. Some of them, not all can make it to this.
You know, some of them are a bit inappropriate.
On this podcast is where we are, you know, public figures. And on that podcast, we are just girls.
You know what would be funny? If that blew up and then...
Hey!
Say, you wanted us to be clowns?
No, guys, I have a political future ahead of me. I can't be known for nonsense. But honestly, guys, thank you so much. Follow us across socials. Follow us at TMS Hot Takes as well. Follow us individually. This year, we are coming in hot with the content. We are. So follow my best friend at Renee Kapuku. Follow me at CD Boating. We love to see it. And make sure you sign up to the mailing list.
We have to. This
weekly
year.
Going and growing tips. Don't be embarrassed. We have not missed a week since we started this podcast. Yeah, that's consistency.
So you better join.
Honestly, they get better and better. We often hear responses from the amazing girlies saying that this newsletter really hit and came at the perfect time. So honestly, if you want to receive that to your inbox, then you need to go to our website, tomysisters.com. Just put in your email. We won't spam you.
We won't.
You'll get weekly love
we
letters.
We will just change your life.
We absolutely will. Wow. Sisters, we'll see you next. Well, actually, we'll see you on Wednesday.
Bring your tea. Come on, let's go.
TMS Hot Take. And then we'll see you next week for the main episode. We absolutely love you. And as always, keep glowing and growing.
3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.